Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope it is good. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. I'm your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I appreciate you tuning in today to this program. So let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll open with a song, and then we'll take a few calls. The call number to the program, in case you're wondering, it is 347-327-9316. Again, the call-in number to the program is 347-327-9316. I do have a few callers ahead of you already, not very many today, so we'll see where Spirit leads us. But let's go ahead and go to prayer right now. Father, Mother God, I just thank you again for this day. I thank you for everything that you do for me, seen and unseen. And Father, Mother God, I just thank you for my listeners today, and I just pray that you just meet their needs, and if their heart's breaking today for whatever reason, that you would just help them realize that today is today and tomorrow will be a better day. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for that. And Father, Mother God, I just pray that you would just meet their needs physically, spiritually, emotionally, physically, whatever needs that they have. I just pray that you would just meet them today. And Father, Mother God, I just thank you for that. And Father, Mother God, I ask that you would just help me move completely and absolutely out of the way and become the vessel that you always use on this program. And I appreciate it. And I just thank you for it. And I say namaste. And I say amen. Let's go ahead and put on an opening song. And then we'll be right back. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Coming in, waves are coming.
I just love that song, and hopefully you enjoy it as well. We're going to do something really quick. I just want us all just to focus on spirit. You know, a lot of times we get caught up in our day, you know, everyday life, and sometimes I think we forget who's in charge of our lives and all those kind of things. And I just want us to focus right now on spirit and, you know, see those waves coming in and seeing the old go out, you know, and making room for the new that spirit wants to bring into your lives. You know, one thing I'm excited about is the future. I see a bright future, not just for me, but as for you as well. And what we need to do is get ready for it. You know, we have to set ourselves up for that. You know, stop having the negative talk. You know, stop letting our minds wander around in there and convince us of all these other things that are happening, when in reality, Spirit wants to bless us. And that's what I want to do today. I want to prepare ourselves for those blessings in our lives and all the good things that Spirit wants to bring into your lives and into my life. So we're going to be quiet for just a second. And what I want us to do is just close our eyes. Just close your eyes with me, please. And I want us just to relax. I don't want you to have your mind wandering around and just chattering to you and all that stuff. But I just want you to close your eyes and just relax. Just listen to my voice and relax. And just see all your cares going away. Don't see anything else except spirit going into your center, going where spirit is, just relaxing and just trusting spirit to provide. And you can open your eyes now, and we'll go ahead and continue the show. Let's take some calls. Tiffany, you're my first caller of the day. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
How can I help you?
I would like to request a reading. Do you want a topic or a question?
Okay, I'm having some difficulties hearing you. I don't know if it's me or if it's you. A question would be good if you have a question.
Okay. My question is that I was told that I'm going to be fired by human resource. My boss told me that. And so I would like some information on if you see blessings in the form of a new job coming my direction before I'm fired.
Yeah, I'm sorry you're going to get fired. I'm sorry about that. But I also feel like that spirit's moving you on to something better and greater than what you've been doing. And so, you know, a new opportunity is coming your way. Should be in a couple weeks, be by mid-March. So should be in a couple weeks.
Okay, that's great, because that's coming up. That's around the corner.
It's not very far away.
Will I be content and satisfied at this new job, or will this lesson repeat itself? Because I don't know. It seems like I haven't been finding the right position, and whether it's from me or from others, I eventually separate from the job, and I don't want to keep doing that. I want to stay at a job for a long time.
Right. You want the pattern to break. You've been in a pattern, a cycle, but I feel like that cycle is breaking, and this other job that's coming up is going to be a full-time job for you, and you're going to be there for a while. You're not going to continue this circle of, you know, having a job and then leaving a job. So that's going to be breaking for you. So, okay?
Yeah, that sounds great. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely see a job opening up for you. And one thing that I would tell you is just prepare yourself for a new job. And what I mean by that is just be open to whatever spirit wants to bring into your path. A lot of times we get hung up on how spirit's supposed to do certain things, and we miss spirit by doing that. And so what we have to do is realize that spirit's in charge, and we might be looking for A when spirit's bringing B into our path. And so we need to be open to whatever spirit wants to do for us. And I see great things ahead for you, so just hang in there, Tiffany, and spirit's going to bless you in mighty ways. So I appreciate you calling in today. All right, let's go ahead and go to Kimberly. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Good, good. My question is about my son. He'll be a senior next year, and
Okay.
I really wish he would be transitioning better in his school, but I just want to know what direction should I be helping him steer in, because he's going to be going to college, and that's what my focus has been on, and I just want some insight.
Okay. I could I have just the initial of his first name, please?
Yes, M.
Okay, thank you. I feel like he's going to do okay. I feel like that he struggles right now with his studies and things like that. But as far as directing him, what I would do is just be there for him. Just as that support and guidance that he needs right now. Is there a chance that he's going to get a scholarship? I see a scholarship or something for him.
Yes, that's what I'm talking to him about. You know, I told him he needs to do more extracurricular activities. All he wants to do right now is play video games.
Yeah, he needs to focus. And I don't know how to get him to do that, but definitely he needs to focus, because he's a very smart kid, and he can get a scholarship where his education would be paid for. One thing I would just, maybe just, try to take the video games away from him a little bit, and things like that. But I feel like he's going to go to college and do well. So right now, he's just struggling, but I feel like that he'll, grow out of this phase, and things will work out for him. He's got a bright future ahead of him. So, all right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I understand. I understand your concern as a parent, but I feel like everything will work out for him, and he'll get a scholarship, and most of his education will be paid for.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, definitely. See his education working out. And a lot of kids are addicted to video games right now, and all that stuff. And even some adults are addicted to video games. But I definitely just feel like that, you just encourage him and just pray for him, and I feel like that things will work out. So I appreciate you calling in today. Let's go ahead and 786, you're on there with me.
Hello?
Hi, you're on air. How
Hello?
can I help?
Oh, hi. Thank you so much, Michael. My name is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. How can I help?
Yes, well, I had a question about career. I'm currently looking for a really good position, and I just want to know what you see around that.
Yeah, I feel like that you're in the right place right now. I feel like that there's some opportunities for growth that are getting ready to come your way. By the end of this month, by the end of March, you should maybe advancing a little bit forward into this career. But definitely see growth for you in this position. So.
Oh, so you see me getting a position?
Yeah, I definitely see you having a different position than what you're doing right now, but with the same company. So.
Okay. Well, okay. That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Definitely see some growth there for you. March looks like a really good month for you, so I would just trust Spirit to provide. Something about your finances are going to get better as well. So I would just continue to do some meditation and continue to open yourself up to Spirit, and Spirit will lead you forward. So let's go ahead and speak to Rose. You're on air with me, Rose.
Hi, Michael. Could you tell me, please, if you see me working things out with my landlord, like payment schedule or something?
Yeah, I definitely see them working with you. But, you know, the one thing I would tell you, don't get into a place of fear right now or a place of doubt. Spirit's provided for you so far. Spirit's going to continue to provide for you. So I you know, I wouldn't go let my brain, you know, start chitter-chattering to me and trying to tell me that things are not, you know, they're not going to work with me, you know, things are going to get bad and stuff like that. I would just trust Spirit and things like that. So.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm starting to panic because they can't, I can't get a hold of anybody and they're not returning my call. So it's just like, now what?
Yeah. That's just your mind. That's just your mind trying to play games with you, where you know, to get you into a place of fear. But I wouldn't go there. I would just trust Spirit. Rose, can you do me a favor and just close your eyes for a minute, please?
Sure.
And just be quiet as possible. And I'm going to do the same thing on my end. I'm going to close my eyes and be quiet for a minute. What I'm doing is I'm tapping into you because I feel like that there's some spirit around you, and so I want to be sure that we don't miss anything here. So I'm going to close my eyes and just tap into you and see what I'm feeling. I keep picking up a strong female presence around you. This is coming across as a grandmother type. A person, you can open your eyes if you want. Does that make any sense to you? This would be on your mom's side.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Oh my God, Michael, you're so hot today. My mom had called me earlier, and I swear, whenever I talk to her, I guess because I don't do it that often, my grandmother comes around because I was feeling something too, but I wasn't 100% sure it was her.
Yeah, it's definitely her. So. Just coming through, just give you some encouragement. You know, you're a little depressed. You know, things have been, you know, not all that great in the last couple of weeks. Things have been a little shaky. So your grandmother coming through today, just, you know, trying to encourage you a little bit and just letting you know that she's around you and, you know, loves you and just watching over you. So hopefully that helps.
Oh, well, thank you so much for that. I really needed to hear that. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. Hopefully that helps you. I appreciate you calling in.
It does. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Let's go ahead with 512. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi there, Michael. It's Julia.
Hi. How can I help you today? No problem.
Michael, I was wondering if you were able to tap into Spirit and my guides, if they have any answers for me regarding my romantic relationships. I have two possibilities of guys,
okay.
And I'm
okay.
Wondering if you could give me any direction.
Okay. I will do my very best to help you on this matter. I'm picking up, I will tell you what I'm picking up in I'm going with the first guy, whoever that is. If you put their names on a list, if you listed them, then I'm going with the first guy, whoever that is. I feel like that that's a better choice for you. I feel like it's a better fit. Does that make sense to you? Is that what you were leaning towards?
I think so. And it kind of it's kind of seesaws back and forth. So the first one, I'm not really 100%.
Okay. So, yeah. It's like a shifting sand. It's like he can't get his act together a little bit. And does that make sense to you?
A little bit for maybe one of them. Do you have a name or an initial for?
Let me try and let me see if I can get a name on these. I'm going to be quiet for just a second as I go into a little deeper here and see if I can get a name on these for you. Let me be quiet for just a second. Okay. I'm picking up a name around you, but I don't think it's either one of these. I'm picking up a name, Daniel. Does Daniel mean anything to you?
No.
Okay.
No.
But I'm picking up a name, Daniel, around you. So I don't think it's another person coming in. It might be just a person that's coming in as a friend. So I'd be open to that. But I keep picking up a Daniel or somebody like that that would be coming into your path. Like I said, I would go with, you know, if you put their names down on a piece of paper, I would go with the first one. So even though it might be a little shaky right now, I feel like that it would work out in the bigger picture of things. So
I had someone tell me that it would be someone around music, and then the other one is not around music. So it still seems like it's kind of up in the air if that's the case or not, because the one is kind of attached.
Yeah, I feel like that you need to work on yourself a little bit as well. You know, prepare yourself for a relationship. And I think it's first giving you time to do that, you know, because, you know, things that can work out. So I would, I would really look at, you know, are you ready for a long-term relationship and stuff like that? So
that's exactly what I've been doing, literally like clearing space out of my place, making room. Yeah. Law of attraction.
And getting ready. Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like you're really close. I mean, I feel like that you've done a lot of work, and I feel like you're really close. So I would just continue working on yourself and be prepared for what Spirit's going to bring into your path.
Okay. That's great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Take care of yourself.
God bless.
You too. All right. Thank you. Okay, let's go ahead and let's speak to Rosemary. You're on air with me.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
Doing good. Whatever our spirit's got for me coming in for a relationship or job, that's coming in anytime soon for me. For the better.
Okay.
For the greater.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that you're in a good place right now. I feel like that you're in a good place to receive from Spirit. And what I mean by that is I feel like a job is opening up for you. I'm getting like 3 weeks, so whatever that adds up to. So it would be about the end of March, early April, where you should be working. So, but something opening up in about 3 weeks.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Have you been feeling something around you, like a presence around you? I keep picking up something around you.
How do you say it? Something like bright white and then like blackish around it. And then, okay. Like, for some reason, like, don't know if that's a good sign or a bad sign or the back part of it. I'm not sure. Maybe
yeah.
It's been
yeah.
the last few times black-like.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely feel like that spirit is opening up things for you in that realm. I don't feel anything bad around you. I think that we get hung up on sometimes if we see something black, we think bad all of a sudden. You know, we contribute dark to evil, and that's not always the case.
Right.
And but I feel this could be your spirit guide because I feel a male presence around you, very strong male presence. I'm picking up this as a guide, so I'm going to go with a guide. So you might just work with your spirit guide and get to know them and stuff like that. So then you do that through meditation and spirit will guide you. So hopefully that helps you.
All right, cool. Appreciate it.
Okay. No
all right,
problem.
Well, have a nice rest of the weekend.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Let's go ahead and... Mick, hopefully I said that right. Hi.
Evening.
Hi, how can I help you?
Just after just a general reading, please, if possible.
Okay. I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you. I don't know if it's our connection, but do you have a question?
Not really. I'm just wondering if I could just receive just a general reading, if possible, whether it's on
okay.
health or anything like that.
Okay. I definitely feel like the next couple of months, March and April, are going to be really good for you. Health-wise, I don't see any major problems. It could be a little bit of a cold or something coming up in the next week. Just be careful, you know. Stuff like that, but I don't see any major problems coming up for you. Your finances are going to be getting good. Definitely just see a lot of good things opening up for you. So hopefully that helps you, and I appreciate you calling in. Let's go ahead and speak to 404. You're on air with me.
Hi, it's Nydia. How are
Hi.
You?
Hi. I'm good. How can I help
question,
you today?
I just wanted to know, I'm fighting for my niece, custody for her. She's in foster care, and the appointment is
okay.
coming up on the 2nd. Not this 2nd, the next 2nd, April 2nd. And I just wanted to know,
okay.
do you see it working out for me or for her benefit?
Yeah, I definitely feel good about this. I feel like that Spirit's going to work this out where you get custody of her. So I would just trust Spirit and prepare for this. You know, just get things ready for this to happen. But I feel good about it and feel like it will go through okay.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you for taking the call.
Oh, no problem. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and speak to Ann in Florida. Hi.
Hi again, Michael. I was just going to listen on the computer today, but I changed my mind because, first of all, you mentioned the name Daniel. That's kind of significant. That's an uncle of mine. Just lost his wife, my aunt, recently. And he's been on my mind. And the other thing is I'm still struggling with a health issue. I have to go back for more blood work next week and some more tests. And I'm still in a lot of pain. And I'm just wondering if you're picking up anything about getting this
okay.
resolved.
Okay. I'm going to be quiet for a minute while I adjust my energy to see what's going on here. So I'm going to be quiet for just a second, Ann. So let me be quiet. It's very interesting when I'm tapping into you. I'm picking up a female presence around you. This is coming across to me like a great aunt. I don't know if you were close to anybody, but I keep picking up a great aunt around you.
An aunt. She wasn't a great aunt in the sense of, from the past, but
right.
to me, she was a great aunt. Let's put it that way. She was great. She was more than an aunt.
Right. Yeah, so that might be what's coming across. Definitely feel like that she's coming forward. Just focusing on your health and letting you know that things are going to work out. But I feel like, as you get these tests done, I feel like they're going to come to the bottom of all of this. I know you've been struggling with your health for a while. I've known you for a while. Yeah. Yeah. So I feel like you're about to get to the bottom of this and figure out some things here. So I would just trust spirit. So by the end of this month, you should have some resolution on this where you know what's going on. So they can start treating this stuff.
Will I have to see more specialists, or will they resolve it with the tests that they're doing, or will I still need to see more specialist doctors?
I feel like they're going to see another specialist. I feel like that, I don't know who this is, but I feel like you're going to have to see another specialist, and
okay,
then they'll
I
get to the bottom.
I had an appointment last week, and everything went crazy because the ride I was supposed to get didn't come on time, and then when I got there, the doctor had an emergency, and they had to leave. So, like, it wasn't just meant to be for some reason. I don't know if I should go back to this doctor.
Yeah, I feel like that you should go back there. I feel like that they will help you. The timing was just off a little bit.
Strange.
So,
a new doctor, too.
Yeah, so I would go back there and let him, try to treat you.
Okay, it's actually a female doctor. They wanted to give me the assistant, the male doctor, but I wanted to see the one I originally had selected. So it's
okay.
A woman doctor.
Okay. I keep picking up a male doctor that's going to help you, so you might just be open to that.
Well, there is my primary doctor, I just switched recently, and he's very helpful, and he seems to be quite interested in getting this resolved. He wasn't like the other one that just kind of always brushed you off. This doctor seems on figuring things out.
Okay, so maybe
a male.
Yeah, because I keep picking up a male that's going to really help you to get to the bottom of this. So.
See anything major coming up, like major more tests? Or?
Nothing that I can see at this point.
Okay, good.
So, okay.
All right, Michael, I do appreciate that. Thank you very much. Have a great Sunday.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You
now.
Too, Ann. Bye-bye. Okay, let's go ahead and speak to 402. Whoop, hold on. Everybody jumped. And we'll go to 402.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, thank you
You're
for
on
taking
air.
My call. Thank you for taking
no problem.
My call. My question was, okay. I was just wondering when you see a car coming my way, like when I'm going to get to purchase a car.
Okay. A car? Okay.
Yeah, as I'm walking 3 miles back from the gas station in the cold with my 4 kids, I was wondering when a car was coming my way.
Yeah, that's not good. I'm getting a couple weeks.
Yeah. And
so
the other question is, if I put my car in auction, do you see me getting a substantial amount for it? Probably the auction's on the 14th of March.
Yeah, I feel like you will. I feel like that it will go for a third price. So I would just, you know, expect some money to come your way through that.
Well, good. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in.
Take care and God bless.
You too. All right. Let's go ahead and speak to 323. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. How can I help?
Could you give me a general reading on love?
Love? Okay. Is there somebody around you right now? Because I keep picking up a presence around you.
Oh, there's something around me. I don't know. There's stuff. There's people. There's energy. I was in yoga class and I thought I felt an earthquake.
Yeah, because I've been feeling shaky myself. That shaky feel. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but as far as love goes, I feel like that somebody's coming in pretty quick here, and I feel like it's going to be a reconnect of a past life. So I would say a couple of months. So that would put you March, April, about May. I would say about May somebody's coming in.
Any insight on him?
No, I don't have any more information
okay.
than what I just gave you. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
So,
thank you so much. Always helpful. Thank you.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in.
Yes. Have an amazing day.
You too. Okay. I have open lines for the first time today. So if you would like to call me, you can do so at 347-327-9316. Or if you're already on the queue, you need to push your 1, and that way you'll get in. All right. Let's go ahead and speak to Karen. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
Well, my question is in regards to my sister who has passed away last week. Unexpected. And I just want to know that she is at peace.
Okay. Definitely at peace.
Good.
She's telling me that she's at rest, that
yes.
her mind is at rest. I don't know if that
yes.
means anything to you.
Oh, yes. Yes, it does. Yes.
Yeah. So she's telling me that she's not struggling with any of that chitter-chatter
Amen.
Stuff.
Yes,
and
good.
Any of that stuff. She doesn't have any confusion as well.
Yes.
Her mind is clear.
Yes.
And she's definitely around you. She's telling me that she comes to you and is comforting you and wants you to have a wonderful life and stuff like that. But definitely for her presence around you. So
good. Good, because what she was struggling with was a mental illness.
Right. Yeah, she doesn't have that anymore.
Yes.
So.
Okay. Good. We still don't know how she passed. We don't know if she just decided to say goodbye, or we don't know.
Right. I keep picking up something around her heart.
Yes.
I don't know, you know, I don't know if it was, you know, if her heart just gave out finally.
Okay.
I don't feel like that she took her life.
Okay.
You know, I don't feel that.
Okay.
You know, I just feel like it's something to do with her heart.
Okay. Okay, that's okay. Right, because I know she kept complaining that she was feeling pain in her chest.
Right.
She was having pain in her chest. Okay. All right.
So.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
But she but she didn't take her life. So if that's what you're
wondering,
I don't see that.
Okay.
So.
All right. I kind of thought so. I kind of thought that it was maybe a heart attack or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up. So.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you, Michael. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, you take care of yourself.
I will.
All right, you too.
All righty.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break really quick. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I appreciate you tuning in today. If you would like to call into the show, I do have open lines at 347-327-9316. We'll be right back with some more callers right after this song.
Namo.
right, we're back, and like I said, I appreciate everybody tuning in today and listening. And before I take the next couple of calls, I just have a message, and I'm not sure who this message is for. Might be more for just one person. But one thing I want to tell you today is that you're loved. I feel like that somebody's listening to me. Maybe you're struggling today a little bit, maybe not realizing that you're loved or you're even worthy of love. But you are, and you are love. So you are your own creator. So whatever you're creating for your life, that's what you're going to be bringing to you. So if you're open for love, love will come to you. So it's one thing that Spirit wanted me to tell whoever this is for. So just be open to love today, okay? Let's go ahead and speak to 718. You're on air with me.
Hi. I just love that music. That was great.
Thank you.
To say thank you.
How can I help?
My question is, I'm thinking of applying for an apartment. I'm here in New York City, and I did a big search on Friday. There's a unit that is actually a rent assignment. There are sort of a number of things that I'm trying to fill, doing a big move out of a family home that I've been in a long time. And there's sort of an offer for me in the background, but I'm going for this first. I think it has to do with my independence, trying to find something that I have a little separation from. And but my question is, there's a thing with the at the end with the timing. This is a rent assignment that goes through July 31st. I'm trying to be real quick about this. Sorry. I'm in a studio. I'm an artist, and I have a big studio in a nearby neighborhood that I'm being sort of funded for. That runs through August 31st. So there's a thing where we're trying to do a plan to maybe get out of these things and buy something with, like, money being opened up. And I was originally told by the agent or leasing company that, oh, you can extend it a month. Now I called and sort of I'm getting a little bit of the story that that's not actually the real deal. Like, if I do ask for a rent, like a one-month extension, it's not like I can actually have the option to renew. Like, that, then they're putting it back on the market. So it's a little more complicated than I thought. And
right.
At the same time, it's sort of an immediate solution. So I guess I'm trying to see, like, I don't want to second guess this. I know it's a bit of a find, and it's something that gets me out of certain other things. I don't know if it's going to make, am I making sense here? It's like, basically,
yeah.
I guess I should just state the whole thing. Like, my father is helping me, and he's great, but there's some psychological things. He can be a little mercurial, and he's offered something else in the building they moved into, which is beautiful and everything, but I know that he will have trouble of kind of not being, of letting go of me a little bit. So, you know, to finesse the thing, I said, well, that's so lovely of you to offer that. Let's try to go for this. See what happens. We can leave that as a backup. So I guess I'm just sort of trying to figure out, and I know this sounds strange, but I feel like I'm getting this little, as I was lying here listening to music, I feel like I felt like there were sort of angels or something that were sort of jumping up and down in the background, trying to get my attention on something.
Yeah, and I feel like that, you know, to, you know, answer your question here, I feel like that, you know, something is opening up for you. You know, I would be a little leery about how involved your father is in this, but I feel like that something is going to open up for you. As far as the other thing with the contract and stuff like that, trust your intuition, because you're right. They wouldn't extend that, you know, without some things attached to that, which you don't want to get involved in.
I can sort of feel like, I guess it's like this is something I have to move on, like, today. Like, I just got started. It's like it took me a lot of work to get my father to come around, like, to do this. I'm realizing, and I have to move by March 30th. You know, so it's like there's but I'm feeling the thing. It's like there's a little pressure to jump on it, you know, and it's a beautiful apartment, et cetera. But then, you know, I'm just feeling, and I have somebody else in the background who's like, hey, do it. It's great, you know, and you can just sign on for another year, you know. And I'm like, well, I don't, you know, the thing is I'm going to be sort of a little, it's like very fast if I do that, then I, by the time I have to make that decision, that's what I'm, and I'm like, am I don't want to, you know, because we are all our own creators. I'm like, well, I don't want to create nervousness about that, but at the same time, something, I don't know, like, yeah. You know, there's a hard thing of like, I don't want to feel like I'm letting this go or not following through. I have looked at some other things in New York, like everything you look at, it's like, it's very fast, like things move fast.
Right.
So that's the thing,
right.
Is like, I guess I can just put the application in, but I'm getting the feeling it's like, well, it's going to put me in a position in a couple months of having to make another, a little bit of a crunch decision the way I've sort of been put in now. And, you know, I guess the question is like, are there other opportunities out there if I don't
I feel like
like I should at least apply for this and go through the application procedure, that that's like the way to start this off.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I would you know, get the ball rolling on this.
So, 'cause it feels like if they don't do that, it'll go to somebody else too. So like, and I've brought my father around. Like in a way, this is the thing that has changed him to sort of face letting go. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Right.
But then he finally is like, oh, you should do, like, let's do this. So now I've gotten him there, and somebody's telling me, like, do it, even if they end up turning us down for some reason, or you know, it turns out there's this little glitch. I started this process of, like, then I can do it with something else if I have to. Is my gut right on that? Or
Yeah. You're doing good. Yeah. So just trust your own intuition.
You're so sweet. I'm sorry to be. I'm like, I know I'm doing good, and then there's this whole nervousness with this of like, I don't know, like, you know, it's like this is a big opportunity here. I know it's like a big opportunity to sort of move forward. Like it's very stressful right now, but I know this is like a big opening, and so I'm sort of trying to find the way that it's going to lead to the most, in a sense, the most freedom, actually. And I guess, so there's sort of my question is like, so I guess, I'm answering my own question. Like, just go through the application process. Don't be afraid. But before I sign anything, that's the question. Am I being nuts to sort of keep a couple things under my hat in the background? I guess that's sort of the question.
No, what I would do is get past your fears. You know,
just put the application in.
Put the application in. Put the application in and just see what happens. You know, just
and
trust
then like
spirit.
Still try to. You know, I mean, I'm feeling like, well, I talked to the leasing agent. I could still try to negotiate. That's, you know, the other thing is I'm feeling like you've got to negotiate first before you sign anything. And I tried a little bit today, but I'm thinking I might be able to pull him in on that, whether he's a very good negotiator. Just seeing if there's any way we can extend it first. And first they're saying no, you know, but I'm like, well, you know, I guess, is there still room for that? You're so sweet. Sorry to go on.
So. Well, I'm going to have to move on, but I appreciate you calling in today. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, because we're almost out of time is what I was concerned about. So let's try to take Karen. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. I have a quick question. I received a letter stating that I have to recertify for some insurance documents. And I'm wondering if when I submit my documents, if I'll be recertified or if I'll have any problems, because it says that I have to provide documents of my expenses, what I've been spending, and they want receipts. And I'm just wondering if – I mean, I think this is a standard form, but what do you see? Will I be successful?
Yeah, I feel like you'll be recertified. I feel like everything's going to be okay. I don't see any major problems or any difficulties at all. I would just trust spirit, but I don't see any problems.
Okay. And this is just like a standard letter? That's what somebody else told me, it's a standard letter.
I don't see any problems. Everything should work out okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You're welcome. You too. All right, bye bye.
Bye.
All right. My website address is www.insightswithmichael.net. www.insightswithmichael.net. I appreciate everybody tuning in today. We're almost out of time, so hugs and kisses to all of you, and just trust Spirit to lead and guide you forward. So thank you for tuning in today. Bye-bye.